Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Agencies face an uphill battle under the president's management agenda to overhaul their technology for customer service. Not just an uphill battle, but also a long way to go. A respected federal customer service scorecard shows .gov websites lag behind over-the-phone and in-person services. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman spoke with Rick Parrish, Forrester Research's principal analyst, for more on that 2018 scorecard.
So there are two agencies that are really starting to move the needle. First one is the Department of Veterans Affairs. They improved by 4 points on the CX index this year. It's a 100-point scale. So a 4-point increase is a modest improvement, but it's a really good one because we all know that VA has been taking a really methodical approach to improving the customer experience. They've been taking the time to do it right, get everything in place. And so a nice 4-point movement is good and sustainable, and I think it's a start of a trend for them. And in the past, we've seen some agencies shoot up by 10 or 12 points, but then they drop back down by 10 or 12 points again the next year because they're not approaching things in this methodical, careful fashion. So I'm not looking for big point increases. I'm looking for modest increases that I think are the start of something really good. So I was happy to see that. The other one is healthcare.gov. Now, healthcare.gov, the customer experience there is still not good. It's still, out of all of the 287 organizations, federal and private sector, that we cover in the CX Index in the United States, healthcare.gov is the second lowest, just above USA Jobs. But it improved by a few points this year, and that's good. The great thing about it, though, is that healthcare.gov also improved last year, and it improved the year before, just a few points each time. But that is unique. No other federal agency has improved for 3 years in a row. My point is that's what I want to see. And I want to see directional movement. And healthcare.gov, I see, is unique. 3 years of modest improvements in a row. That's the hallmark of this kind of careful, methodical, incremental improvement that's going to help healthcare.gov and is going to help all federal agencies fulfill the new OMB mandate to provide customer experiences that match the best of the private sector. That's how we're going to get there.
So we're seeing a couple of rising stars, I guess you could say, in customer service when it comes to the federal government. That being said, I think in the latest scorecard you guys released, the federal government as a whole still had some catching up to do with the private sector. I think it only beat out internet service providers, so still a ways to go. What do you think it'll take for us to see more of a whole of government improvement?
The big reason why we don't see more upward movement among the federal scores is that federal agencies don't often focus on the things that are going to improve the customer experience the most. So we see a lot of action, right? But we shouldn't mistake action for progress. Federal agencies do a lot of CX stuff, but it's not necessarily the right stuff. So in our study, what we do is we actually measure 47 different drivers of the quality of the customer experience. And we measure the effect that performance on each one of these drivers has on improvement, and of course, how well federal agencies are doing on each one of these drivers. And so what we find is that it's really easy to identify which aspects of the experience you need to focus on improving the most. And so what we've done is we've grouped those 47 different drivers into 7 thematic categories. Each category consists of several drivers. And the 3 most important categories are, the first most important is what we just call process category. Process category is made up of a bucket of drivers that relate to how well federal customers can move through the process of getting their thing done, whatever it is they're trying to accomplish. You know, apply for some sort of benefit, get some sort of information, whatever it happens to be. That's the most important thing. Make sure customers can get through the process to accomplish their goal well. The second most important category of drivers is what we call the customer service category. I know a lot of times we use the terms customer experience and customer service interchangeably, but in this context, what I mean by customer service is that slice of the whole experience that's related to getting a question answered or a problem solved. So the customer is confused or something about the experience is broken or malfunctioning and they need to get it right. And then the third most important category is the respect me as a customer category. Included here are drivers related to, does the customer feel respected as a person? Do they feel that the federal agency is respecting their personal and private information? Do they feel that the agency is taking the time to understand their need or their issue rather than just trying to pigeonhole them real quick and to find out which kind of script they need to lock into or something like that? There are 4 more categories, but they're all less important. Those 3 categories of drivers, process, customer service, respects me as a customer, that's where federal federal agencies need to focus their efforts. Of course, I'm talking federal-wide here. Different drivers are going to be relatively more or less important in any particular agency. So I'm talking as a trend here overall in federal, but you're not going to go far wrong if you're going to focus on those three categories.
Certainly the top performers in the federal government haven't changed that much. I think the National Park Service and the Postal Service continue to enjoy the top ranks. For agencies that have less of an exciting role, like the IRS, I mean, nobody really likes paying their taxes. What can some of the agencies that still have a public-facing role do to improve on some of the metrics that you mentioned?
To frame it that way, because of course, you know, that's an important point. The National Park Service has a great product. And when you start with a great product, it's arguably a lot easier to create a great experience around that product. Department of Veterans Affairs, TRICARE, right? But, you know, even if you look at some of the weakest federal rankings, healthcare.gov, trying to get you health insurance, usajobs.gov, you're looking for a job, it's helping you find a job. Small Business Administration, which is the only federal agency that lost points this year, they're trying to help you get a grant or find other federal help or information. So the sort of sexy agencies aren't clustered at the top, whereas the ones that are just on your case about something are all at the bottom. But, you know, your point about the IRS is good. People aren't going to love paying their taxes, but our data shows that that doesn't necessarily matter. My point is that there are those people out there who would use an agency's mission as an excuse as to why they're not improving. You can improve the quality of the experience no matter what you're up to. To look at it more broadly, whether you're one of the more or one of the less exciting sorts of agencies, the real key thing here is before you start focusing on the experience, before you start trying to improve it, first you've got to figure out what the drivers are. What is actually going to improve the quality of the experience? You've got to study your customers. You've got to study the experience. You've got to study the outcomes. You've got to figure out what makes those interactions tick.
And on the digital front, what are agencies able to do to address the digital divide? You know, older Americans who might be more wary of using an app or going to a .gov website to get their question answered.
Making sure that you bridge that digital divide is super important. And I realize that with budget pressures, agencies are really under the gun to become more digital because it's so much less expensive. The thing that worries me is when I start hearing phrases like, we're trying to push people to digital. You can't push customers to digital. You have to pull them to digital. You need to create a digital experience that is so compelling that people want to use it because they can accomplish their goals better through digital than through more expensive non-digital channels. Unfortunately, we don't see a lot of that, which is why we actually see that if we compare the federal digital customer experience to the non-digital experience, the non-digital experience remains better. In our customer experience index study, we look at 13 different channels, both digital and non-digital. And on average, the digital experience is weaker despite the overwhelming federal focus on digital. And so you can't just roll out digital channels and push people to them. They're not going to go. You need to make them a better experience. This is not merely a generational issue. This is a personality issue. This is a trust issue. This is not something that's going to solve itself over the coming decades, simply as people age.
Check out Jory's story at federalnewsradio.com.